Sudanese authorities announced late Tuesday that two officers and three non-commissioned officers of Sudan's General Intelligence Service were killed during a raid that targeted a terrorist cell in Khartoum's Jabra neighborhood. A statement on the state-run Sudan news agency says the gunned-down officers were part of a unit tracking ISIS-affiliated terrorist groups in Khartoum. The head of Sudan's Sovereign Council, General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, and his deputy, General Mohamed Hamdan Daglo, attended the funeral prayers of the slain officers at the Sudan Armed Forces Mosque in Khartoum late Tuesday. Prime Minister Abdullah Hamdok tweeted on his official page offering his deepest condolences to the families of the martyrs who gave their lives defending the stability and people of our country, adding that our people shall never fall prey of terrorism that has plunged other countries into chaos and violence. The head of Sudan's transitional government also called on security and police institutions to, in his words, intensify efforts to prevent any attempt to undermine and destabilize our country, which is opening up and progressing at all levels. Cameron Hudson is a senior fellow at the Atlantic Council's Africa Center, a former chief of staff of the office of the U.S. Special Envoy to Sudan at the State Department, and former director of Africa at the White House.
There are very genuine security threats in the country. And those security threats require a competent, capable, and professional security service to confront them. That much is not in doubt. I think the challenge that Sudan faces today is beyond these legitimate threats, what is the role of the armed forces.
Hudson says Tuesday's incident and last week's failed coup attempt should not be used by Sudan's military to undermine the civilian-led government of Prime Minister Hamdok.
This will likely be used by the military to demonstrate that they need to have a prominent role in running the country. And again, I think that cases like yesterday just further underscore the need for a comprehensive conversation on security sector reform and the role of the military in the country going forward.
Military and civilian officials in Sudan's transitional government traded accusations about what led up to last week's failed coup attempt. Observers say the situation has exposed a fragile military-civilian partnership in Sudan's government. Last year, Prime Minister Hamdok survived an assassination attempt when his motorcade was targeted with explosives while on his way to the office. Hudson says it is not clear if the most recent events are connected to the assassination attempt.
We don't really know how this connects to the assassination attempt last year. My sense is that it is separate, that there are former regime elements, Islamist elements of the former regime, which remain present in the country. I do not think that they are the same as Islamic State cells. I think that there's been no demonstration that there is overlap between the elements of the former regime and more hardcore terrorist, international terrorist elements. That link has not been established.
Former Sudan President Omar al-Bashir hosted various terrorist groups and leaders, including the head of the Al-Qaeda, Osama bin Laden, prompting the United States government to label Sudan a terrorist state. Sudan was found guilty of supporting Al-Qaeda attacks on U.S. embassies in Tanzania and Kenya in 1998, as well as a bomb attack on the USS Cole off the coast of Yemen in 2000. Under the new transitional government following the Sudanese revolution and Bashir's ouster in 2019, Sudan was removed from the U.S. state sponsors of terrorism. For VOA News, I'm Nabil Biagio in Washington.